KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 3 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A reminder, a wind chill advisory is in effect until noon tomorrow for Cass and surrounding counties. In the news this morning, a Des Moines police officer is facing sanctions after department officials determined that he acted improperly when he shot out a van tire during an October pursuit. Sergeant Jason Halifax said that Sergeant Greg Wessels' actions violated the department's policy on using deadly force. Wessels was one of several officers who helped apprehend a 31-year-old man who was accused of choking his girlfriend and attacking her with a hammer. Department rules allow only officers to fire their guns when they feel their lives or someone else's life is in danger, or when officers believe they're facing serious injury. Wessels remains on duty. His commanders will decide what punishment to impose. News time is 8:01.
Hey, did you catch that game last night?
No, please don't tell me anything about it. I haven't had time to find the replays on the internet. We had to go to Parents' Night last night.
You know, if you had the Hopper from Dish, you would have watched it as soon as you got home and even skipped the commercials.
I guess I'll have to stop into the TV store and see about getting hooked up with a Hopper from Dish so I never have to miss the game again.
Well, I'm headed home, and by the way, the score of the game was 43-14.
Hey!
If this sounds like something that has happened to you, stop into the TV store and check out Dish for your home. The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032, or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com. Get more at the TV store.
Features must be enabled by customer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A former National Rifle Association executive from Des Moines activist says the rumors that the government is buying up ammunition and plans to ban its sale are greatly exaggerated. Kane Robinson is a retired Des Moines police officer who's been active in Republican politics.
You read about the ammo shortage on the internet. Never, ever, ever believe anything that's on the internet.
He spoke last week at the Des Moines Conservative Breakfast Club. Robinson says the rumors of the Federal Homeland Security Agency has made a big purchase of ammo, but he says that doesn't mean there's a conspiracy afloat.
The whole business about the federal government buying a billion rounds of ammunition, we've analyzed those data. It's hard to draw real conclusions and say there's some conspiracy.
Robinson says Homeland Security may be stocking up on ammunition, anticipating more firearms training in the age of terrorism. And he says a lead plant in Missouri finally closed after complaints from the EPA after many years. He said there was a shortage of bullets for 22 rifles that accompanied a surge in NRA membership after the Obama administration expressed an interest in gun control. A new state board charged with enforcing Iowa's open records laws is facing a tough case. The Des Moines Register is seeking a release of a video it believes will show the mistreatment of a young girl at the Iowa Juvenile Home in Toledo. Attorney Mike Giudice is making the case for the Register.
An issue is a videotape of a beating of a child, and the excuses that are being given by the state we think don't hold up.
Diane Stahl, an assistant state attorney general, is representing the home's management of the case, and she says the girl's confidentiality must be protected.
This is a child who has already suffered greatly in her life, and really should her image be public information forevermore to be posted on the internet.
The Register's attorney said the child's image can be blurred to protect her if the video is released to the public. He says the public deserves to see what its government is doing to its citizens. Iowa Freedom of Information Council Executive Director Kathleen Richardson is a member of the Iowa Public Information Board.
To my mind, this situation is at the heart of the importance of government accountability.
Richardson says she found none of the arguments for keeping the video confidential persuasive. Late last week, the full Public Information Board decided to seek more information about the case, and the members asked to review the video for themselves before making a decision. The board will revisit the case at its next meeting in January. A former employee at the Iowa Juvenile Home faces criminal charges for his actions in restraining the girl. At one point, her head hit the wall. The Department of Natural Resources has advised residents of the central Iowa city of State Center to boil their drinking water due to a water main break. The DNR said the water line broke Sunday afternoon, and while the problem was being repaired, the system lost water pressure, and that can allow bacteria to enter the system, prompting the request that residents boil water used for drinking or cooking. The advisory will remain in place until two sets of bacteria samples show the water is safe. first set of samples will be taken today. State Center residents are being asked to bring their water to a boil and then let it boil for a minute before cooling and drinking it. They can also use bottled water, of course. Boiling water will kill bacteria and other organisms. Some Iowa families followed their traditions and picked out Christmas trees this past weekend, decking them out with shiny ornaments and colorful lights. Rod Humphrey, a spokesman for the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office, says it's vital to keep the tree well hydrated.
A dry tree, obviously with a pine tree or an evergreen tree having a lot of oils in them as they dry out, if they do catch fire, can burn very, very quickly and very, very hot. So it's important to keep them healthy and have plenty of water.
The fire marshal's website features a video that shows how quickly two separate trees can go up in flames, one that's fresh, the other that's dried out. While the tree may be beautiful and full of sentiment, he says it's a wise move to plan to take it down later this week.
Once Christmas is over, I mean, the best thing is to get rid of it as soon as possible, get it out of the home, because they will only last so long. Even if you do keep it watered, they're not going to stay fresh for very long.
A few other suggestions when stringing lights: make sure the cords aren't frayed. Also, never use lighted candles on or near a tree. You can learn more about Christmas tree safety at the National Fire Protection Association's website at www.nfpa.org. The time is running out to find the perfect gift for everyone on your nice list this year, but experts say it's critical to protect your personal information in the midst of the last-minute rush. Michelle Corey of the Better Business Bureau said the recent data breach that impacted 40 million Target customers should serve as a wake-up call for shoppers everywhere.
If you're using your credit card or your debit card on a regular basis during the holiday shopping season, go online to your bank and check your checking account statements or your credit card statements to see if there are unauthorized charges.
Corey also recommends that consumers check their credit report at least once per quarter to see if any unauthorized accounts have been opened. She says many people look at gift cards as an easy option in these final shopping days, but she offers caution there too, as some come with transaction fees, processing fees, inactivity fees, or other issues.
Millions of gift cards every year, they go unused because people either lose them, they're stolen, they forget about them, or they just don't want to do business at those stores.
And with the time for gift giving quickly coming to an end, parents are reminded that it still pays to be cautious when buying toys to avoid those that are dangerous or toxic. Shayna Shea with the Public Interest Research Group says one main concern are those toys with high levels of lead.
The Marvel Superhero Squad Soft Shield that contains 2,900 parts per million of lead, which violates the standard by 29 times. Also the Ninja Turtles pencil case.
And Shea urges parents to stay away from toys that could present a choking hazard for young children, which, if you want to check on your own, is generally any product that would fit in a toilet paper roll. Another consideration in toy buying is how loud is it? The maximum suggested noise for toys that are held within an inch of the ear is 65 decibels, but Shea says one they found goes well beyond that.
The Leapfrog Count and Chat smartphone, which is clearly intended to be held up to the ear, exceeds not only the 65 decibel range, but prolonged periods of 90 decibels.
You can find this year's entire Trouble in Toyland report online at the U.S. Purge website. And the U.S. Representative Tom Latham's announcement that he won't run for re-election in 2014 comes as Congress is wrapping up one of its most contentious years in recent history. But the longtime Iowa lawmaker says his decision to retire is personal, not political. Latham says that he and his wife made the decision together, calling it the right time to do so. His announcement took many people by surprise. The 65-year-old Republican from Clive will have spent 20 years in Congress and as Iowa's senior U.S. House member. Latham acknowledged that Washington has changed since he took office in 1995. He questioned the heightened media scrutiny for elected officials and says the rise of wealthy independent political action committees has changed the tone in Washington. Taking a look now at world headlines at this hour on KJAN, about half the 440,000 homes and businesses that lost power in Michigan, upstate New York, and northern New England during the weekend storm have had their electricity restored, but some counties between Grand Rapids and Lansing, Michigan, may not have power until Thursday. The storm is blamed for at least 9 deaths in the U.S., including 5 people killed in flooding in Kentucky. Today is the last day for Americans to sign up for health care on the federal government's website if they want coverage beginning January 1st. Just 3 days ago, President Obama said more than a million people have been able to sign up for health insurance, and officials are bracing for last-minute insurance hunters. A family of a Northern California teen is expected to announce today what independent doctor will evaluate the 13-year-old girl, who doctors say is now brain dead following a routine tonsillectomy.
On Friday, the girl's family got a court order to stop Children's Hospital Oakland from taking the girl off a ventilator, but the judge says an outside doctor must examine the girl. Elsewhere in world news, NATO says two of its service members have been killed in separate attacks in Afghanistan today. The U.S.-led coalition said one soldier died after coming under direct fire by enemy forces in the country's east. Another soldier was killed in an attack in the south. This month, a total of nine coalition members have been killed in Afghanistan, including six Americans who died in a chopper crash last week. News time is 8:10.
Hey, honey, did you remember to record my football game?
No, I got busy and forgot. Why didn't you do it?
You know I have never been able to make the VCR work.
We really need to get the Hopper from Dish. I saw on the TV store's website that it can record up to six things at one time and all in high definition. You can even watch TV on a smartphone or tablet.
I just hate learning new technology.
It is so easy. Even Stacy's husband figured it out.
If this sounds like you, then head down to the TV store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. We do all of our own installations, so you will never have a stranger in your home. We are located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call at 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com to check out Dish for your home. Get more from the TV store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Virginia Lytle, age 97, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Virginia Lytle will be this morning at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lola Sanson, age 70, of Creston, has died. Funeral services for Lola Sanson will be today at 10:30 at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Maddox Starmer, age 2 months, the son of Matt and Melissa Starmer of Audubon, died Thursday in Iowa City. Funeral services for Maddox Starmer will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Byron Liebeck, age 81, of Walnut, died Thursday in Omaha. A funeral service for Byron Liebeck will be today at 1:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Beulah Vaughn Beatty, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died Thursday. Funeral services for Beulah Vaughn Beatty will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Margaret Marie Martin, age 92, of Hancock, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margaret Martin will be held at a later date. The Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Robert Gregg, age 73, of Linden, died Thursday. No services are planned at this time for Robert Gregg. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. And Terrell Klon, age 71, of Oakland, died suddenly on Sunday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Terrell Klon are currently pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.